We had nothing to do with this decision. It was decision of NEC. 70% of the people at the meeting agreed that that was their position and that that was what they were doing to help with the affirmative action. But when this was communicated, there has been harsh reaction. And we wanted to call this meeting to explain our position. We are not afraid of competitions. I've been through 3 primaries and won my seat convincingly. Others have won their primaries in the past. So we are not afraid of competition. We are prepared to face anybody. We are women of substance and we can fight and win our seats. But for the benefit of our children and the next generation, the women that would be wanting to come to parliament, that's why we supported the decision by NEC. We are thanking them for what they've done. It's a bold decision. Affirmative action is not easy, but they've taken that decision and we are saying bravo to NEC.
We have done everything in our power to increase the levels of participation of women in political decision making at all levels. It hasn't worked. We are still hovering around the 10% mark. And so when the NPP took this decision, of course we were happy and we applauded them because it's a bold, historic step. It's not easy. There was bound to be opposition to it because some men wanted to contest in those constituencies. So by coming out last Monday to say that, yes, we have 16 women in parliament. They are not enough. We want even more. But let us ensure that at least we can maintain those 16 as females by letting only women contest them. That's a bold, decisive action taken to facilitate the entry of women into political decision making. Yes, as a gender advocate, not just as a member of parliament, I was happy. And I know that a lot of those who have also been working in this area to improve the level of women's participation were also very excited by this and looking forward to other parties doing similar things so that in the next parliament, we're hopeful that we'll see at least 50 women or 60 women in parliament. And so we're just urging them to stand firm in the face of the negative backlash. If it is just organizing people onto the streets, we can also do the same. But we don't want MPP fighting MPP in the streets.
They did not say that nobody should contest us. There are women in so many constituencies where women are ready to contest us. They only want to make sure that at least 16 of us will be returned. If it's not us, then the place is occupied by a woman. So it is not that I can go in a contest with a woman and the woman may win. We don't know what can happen. That is why they did not make it a blanket statement that nobody should contest. That one means that we are being protected. So they are encouraging other women, because if it's between the two of us, maybe some other woman may have the favor of the people and will be elected. So that is why they didn't put it bluntly like that. No woman here in this parliament is incompetent, I tell you. Because going through elections and coming here, even this is just the primaries. We have the bigger elections to go through, and we have proved to you that we are capable. Haven't I proved enough? I've won 4 elections. So if I am protected to go this time, it's not because I'm incompetent. It's because they want me to be here or another woman to be on my seat so that our numbers don't reduce at all.